KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 74 today under mainly clear skies, southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 49 tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 75 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 29.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Office of Refugee Resettlement has removed children from group homes. Roxanne Stewart has more.
10 children in Topeka and 5 in Lawrence were transferred to another facility in New York in response to alleged code of conduct violations, which have not been revealed. Executive Director Judette Padilla and 5 other employees are no longer employed there. Whether they quit or were fired has not been released. The Villages has been housing children in the care of the U.S. government since 2018. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A Wichita man is in custody after a robbery on Sunday morning at a Newton Walgreens. The Hutchinson Post said Newton police were dispatched to Walgreens on North Main about reports that a man had a gun, got cash from the store, and fled south. They found Joshua Ewing a few blocks away and booked him into the Harvey County Detention Center. He has since been released. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with tips should contact Newton police. There were no injuries. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
It's been a flurry of moves and countermoves from the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and China, and now several tariffs and retaliatory tariffs are in place.
We now have an additional 20% tariff on all Chinese products. The 25% tariff put on Canada and Mexico on March 4th has been paused until April 2nd for USMCA-compliant products. Canada's retaliatory tariffs that started on March 4th are still in effect and have been expanded in response to our new tariffs on steel and aluminum from all countries.
Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick says there's certainly more back and forth to come.
The next big date we're tracking is April 2nd, and that's when the U.S. has said it will reveal and put into place its reciprocal tariff plan.
Learn more at fb.org/market intel and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
It's a busy day in North Central Kansas as Beloit St. John's hosts its annual invitational track and field meet at Mankato at 3 p.m. Teams participating include Bennington, Lakeside, Lincoln, Osborne, Rock Hill, Sacred Heart, Beloit St. John's, Sunrise Christian, Sylvan Lucas, Tescott, Thunder Ridge, and Tipton Catholic. In Beloit, the 0-3 Trojans host Minneapolis this afternoon. That's a 4 p.m. start. Junior Joel Rexroat has pitched 7 innings with 5 strikeouts. He's got a 2.0 ERA. In softball, the Lady Trojans are 1-0. They also host Minneapolis at 4 p.m. Olivia Wright has 14 strikeouts on the mound. She's batting .871 with 1 home run. Beloit Golf gets their start to the season today. They're at the Smith Center Invitational at Phillipsburg. That's a 1 o'clock first tee time. Also in Sand Green Golf, Jace Cunningham is a player to watch this year. The two-time defending champion has signed with Kansas Wesleyan to play golf next fall. He shot a 4-under-66 to win the state championship last year at Tipton Oaks Golf Course near Tipton. He and the Knights have won 5 consecutive state titles. They're looking for their 6th. Senior Gabe Smith placed 6th place last year with a 77, and Tatum Miller, a junior, was 9th place at state with an 83. The Knights will start their golf season today at the Smith Center Invitational at Phillipsburg. Also an area player to watch in Sand Greens is Rock Hill's Ethan Worth, the sophomore. He was 2nd at state in Sand Greens with a career best 74. This has been John Bowden for KDNS 94.1 Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy. According to college basketball reporter John Rothstein of CBS Sports, Kansas State junior Brendan Hawson is entering the transfer portal after 2 years at Villanova. The 6'4" guard spent the 24-25 season in Manhattan, where he appeared in and started all 33 games for the Wildcats. He averaged 10.9 points, averaging 27.6 minutes per game. Hawson shot 39% from the field, 38.9% from three-point range, connecting on 90 of 232 attempts from beyond the arc. He will enter the transfer portal per his agent Drew Kelso. It was a pretty unexpected move for Wildcat fans, as he was a guy nobody expected to see go. That's after sophomore forward Michaela Buddy Rich announced his departure last week. The K-State women's team has a commit via the portal as Virginia Tech transfer Ramiah White. The 6'5" freshman averaged just 1.4 points per game as she played sparingly for the Hokies last season. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical, Osborne, Kansas. If you'd like to save money, call Sims Fertilizer in Osborne today. That's what they do best. Save you money. Call them toll-free, 1-800-821-4289, or visit them at simsfarm.com.